From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. He says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts to discuss the situation in the embattled city. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo. Meanwhile, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his troops will continue to fight. Mr. Assad said a victory in Aleppo would not mean an end to the war, but would be a huge step toward that end. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of the entire 300-member parliament. Lawmakers must vote on the motion within 24 to 72 hours, meaning a formal vote will take place Friday. President Park is under fire for her relationship with Choi Soon-sil, a longtime confidant who has been charged with attempted fraud and other charges. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who might still be trapped from an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake has killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. It hit the northern end of Sumatra Island early Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says an earthquake that hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands has left the Pacific Island region at the risk of a tsunami. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked up a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has been a key critic of President Barack Obama's plan to fight climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Senator Bernie Sanders opposes the appointment.
If you are interested in the profits of the oil industry, I suppose it's a good pick. If you're interested in preserving the planet for future generations, it's a disastrous pick that has to be opposed.
Trump says he plans to switch the agency's focus from climate change to restore its mission of keeping the nation's air and water clean and safe. The president-elect continued his series of meetings Thursday with possible appointees to his new administration. He will head to Columbus, Ohio, Thursday to meet with survivors of last week's attack at Ohio State University, where a Somali immigrant rammed his car into several students before slashing several with a knife, injuring 11. Trump will then visit Des Moines, Iowa, for another rally with his supporters as part of his thank you tour. The head of Britain's Secret Intelligence Service says Western nations are facing serious threats to their security and political systems from the hostile propaganda output and cyber attacks by rival states. MI6 head Alex Younger spoke to reporters in London, warning that the risks from cyber threats are profound and represent a threat to national sovereignty. He singled out Russia for its high-tech subversion. In the United States, pressure is mounting on U.S. President Barack Obama from congressional Democrats to disclose more information on Russian hacking activities during the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. The White House has not responded to the letter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is warning his European counterparts about the threats posed by rising authoritarianism in Europe and around the world.
Bigotry, repression, and the silencing of dissent cannot become the new normal for any of us. Every chip away at the fundamentals of freedom is actually an ugly building block in the road to tyranny.
Kerry spoke Thursday at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe Ministerial Council in Germany. An anti-corruption group says Afghans paid an estimated $3 billion in bribes in the past year. That registers an almost 50% increase since 2014. The findings are part of the biennial corruption survey released Thursday by Integrity Watch Afghanistan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.